Als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Guck mal, hier ist ein Kabel drin. Ne? Guck mal. Und wieder rein.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Hello! Wir haben jemanden, der kommt wiederholt. You're on repeat.
Yeah, that's right.
You were just saying that you've been here like 2 years ago and you brought some posters or some newspaper inlays.
Sure, it was a free poster from a solo exhibition they just closed in a museum in Glasgow in Scotland. It was my show. It was called Head in a Bell.
And you are called?
My name is Scott Miles.
Scott Miles, and you're an artist.
Yeah, I'm a visual artist who has made an installation around, I guess, a form of social sculpture, whereby I came to Superbooth 2 years ago and I walked around the various stands and invited manufacturers through a letter to if they would consider donating modules to with the idea to populate and make a kind of social sculpture, an instrument that I would then put into the museum for the duration of the show, and then crucially, at the end of the exhibition, I was going to donate it onto a synth library, which has happened now. So yeah, I've returned to Superbooth 2025 to hand out this poster, because within the museum there was a pile of posters, and over the course of 7 months, 11,000 posters were taken away, and the poster, it depicts all of the modules that were donated from about maybe over 40 different companies, many of whom are here. So I've come back to kind of say thank you and hand out the poster to express my gratitude. Yeah.
Also er ist hier auf einer Mission der Dankbarkeit, nämlich für Beiträge von Leuten. Er ist hier auf der Superbus gewesen vor 2 Jahren und hat mit verschiedenen Manufakteuren gesprochen, die ihm Module gegeben haben für eine Ausstellung, die jetzt gerade abgelaufen ist in Glasgow. Mit how many modules did you get?
I think in the end it was about 80, 85 modules. Yeah.
Genau, er hat ungefähr 85 Module gestiftet bekommen und die sind in einem großen Instrument in einem Museum ausgestellt worden als eine soziale Skulptur. Und diese soziale Skulptur hat er jetzt gespendet, und zwar an die Synthesizer Library in Glasgow. So, what do you gain from this?
That's a good question. I mean, it kind of arose from just a fascination with the community. I've done other art.
The community of modular synthesis?
I suppose so. Also, the way in which the instrument is patched together, to me, is somehow a kind of metaphor for perhaps the way a lot of artistic, creative hubs and communities operate. But I was interested in sound as a medium, and for me, maybe a kind of elephant in the room was the cost of these pieces, these instruments. So I had this idea, and I've kind of played with ideas of gift exchange and reciprocity in other artworks. Like, for example, I once replaced all the tissue wrapping paper in the till points of Galeries Lafayette in Paris once with pictures of Guy Debord's house. So to get my artwork for free, participants were buying goods in the shop and their goods were wrapped in my artwork. So I've kind of played with flow. And one of the things I did with, in a sense, the instrument, the sculpture, the modules kind of flowed to me and through me, and now they've passed on to the synth library. And when I installed it in the museum, I had this idea to wire up the out of sight plant room, the air conditioning room of the museum, which kind of pushes the air into the space and out of the space. So I suppose that, again, a kind of circularity mm-hmm. of the way the air is kind of coming in and out is akin to kind of breathing, which is also a form of kind of creative survival, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Also er beschäftigt sich ganz viel mit Kreislaufwirtschaft und Geschenkaustausch und hat in der Ausstellung unter anderem auch mit dem Belüftungssystem gearbeitet, also die Luft, die reinfließt und die wieder rausfließt, genauso wie ihm diese Module zugeflossen sind und dann sozusagen durch ihn hindurch und innerhalb seiner Arbeit dann auch wieder hinausgeflossen sind in die Welt und jetzt benutzt werden können in der Synth Library in Glasgow. So you consider yourself as a community artist?
Or? No, I mean I'm a conceptual artist. Mm-hmm. And I studied, I'm represented by a Berlin gallery, Meyer Rieger, and I show with a gallery in Glasgow called the Modern Institute. And different works, you know, take different forms often. And this was one iteration of, I mean, I made a work very early in my career with a voice-activated dictaphone where I recorded myself sleep-talking. And I was interested in waking up and being like a viewer, hearing, seeing the work for the first time because I was unconscious when it was made. So I play with... I follow, I suppose, interests and ideas, and I was really interested, fascinated. I still am. So I'm back at Superbooth again in this kind of, I suppose, manipulation of electricity, which is what this modular synthesis thing is. Mm-hmm. And you asked me earlier, what do I get out of it? Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, you can't pay your rent with QDOS or something, of course. You know, what was quite nice from this project through the University of Glasgow, we did a couple of screenings, one of Sisters with Transistors movie and one I Dream of Wires. And there's going to be a gig happening in June, the next month in Glasgow with the sculpture. And I was invited to be on Six Music, like Tom Ravenscroft, John Peel's son's show with Deb Grant. And I spoke about the project and then I was contacted by Greenpeace at Glastonbury, interested to bring the sculpture to Glastonbury, which I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet or not, but mm-hmm. so it's an artwork, and
so you still could be you're still connected to the sculpture to this mass of modules, although you donated them.
Yeah, so my initial idea was in Glasgow. There's this very beautiful Andrew Carnegie Mitchell Reference Library, and it has these rooms inside. They're called carrels, where people can rent the room to practice the trombone or the piano, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be awesome to have like behind the counter, I was thinking of like my son is like 14 years old and a child going up and saying, can I borrow the synthesizer? And they take it into like one of the chorale rooms but then I'm sure the library would have said, what is this? We can't do this. So it was kind of like star alignment, synchronicity that this Glasgow Library of Synthesized Sound. I mean, I live in Glasgow. And as you know, you mentioned it earlier, there's this Glasgow Synth Guild, and there's Instruo, the modular manufacturer, and in Edinburgh there's Expert Sleeper. So there's a community of course, massive electronic music scene there. And so it was a bit of an alignment. Lewis Cook and Susie Cook had this idea to start a synth library. And when I heard about that, it was like, well, that's got to be the destination for the instrument. And to be honest, yeah, it's a little bit now I'm like, oh, what did I do? And now it's gone. But somehow I think it's sort of, I love this idea that maybe in 10 or 20 years' time, the instrument might resurface, maybe in an installation of mine where, you know, half the modules are missing, or I designed a flight case that it sits in. So it's very much, it's a compact, shippable thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows, maybe someone hears this and thinks, hey, let's take the instrument for the people of Glasgow to Berlin or Melbourne or wherever. But yeah, it was an idea, like most, like some artworks, and I guess I've followed it through, and then this coming here today is a little bit of a kind of conclusion of sorts to say, I just gave it to Eric from the company Make Noise, and he was like, you know, fantastic community building. It's a community endeavor, because I believe in the power of creativity as something worth pursuing. But yeah, it's a question, like, I didn't make money from it.
This is not what I meant. Yeah. It's really like personally, what does it mean to you? Or do you feel more connected? Is it your way of making connection to people in Glasgow? And another question that I have is, like, now that you mention all these companies and people, something that is on my mind for quite some time since doing this radio show, why Glasgow? Why is Glasgow such a hub for modulars?
I mean, there is an idea that it rains quite a lot in Glasgow, and so people work quite hard because there's less distraction to go into the sunny day or something like that. But I mean, Glasgow, you know, Glasgow outside of London, I think, is a real centre for visual art and music. And In terms of electronic music, I mean, I suppose, you know, there's Soma Records there, which, you know, there's a great history. There's an energy in that city, and I think perhaps...
Yeah, but I mean, I think Modulos, yeah. they need some kind of technical understanding and, you know, a different approach than just, I don't know, a drum machine or something like that,
sure,
you know?
And, sure.
And also Instrum and others that you mentioned, they're very complex ones, you know, and yeah. I wonder, is there a special school for engineering or what is behind this? What brings these different skills that you know, that you need to build Modulos together?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think at the University of Glasgow, there is an electrical engineering and music department. So some of the employees at Instrual, I think, have gone through that course. I think for me, my interest was in creating a situation whereby I was able to access this equipment to play and learn and to grow, and then also then make it visible and also then make an installation with it. What's nice is that Gloss, you know, I think now the instrument will be used in this whole, you know, the potentiality for the instrument is infinite. So yeah, it's Glasgow. I think people there they learn to do do a lot with a little, perhaps, because, you know, like the funding situation for the arts all over the world is challenging, and in Scotland it's been better than maybe at the moment.
How are the chances that Scotland will get out of the UK and back into the EU?
Yeah, I think Brexit's a terrible thing, obviously, for creative people in the UK. Yeah, I hope that, yeah, we 2 years on from the last interview, the world has changed, you know, and it's unrecognizable.
No, and I was also wondering, like, due to Brexit, I guess it might have been complicated also with the shipping and everything from those manufacturers, or did you just pick them up after the booth and take them home?
I mean, I have anecdotes about, I mean, the first person to donate was Gertz from Erica Synths, and I mean, I was over at Soma a minute ago, and I think Vlad didn't get a visa to mm-hmm. come here. I think he's in Russia. Yeah, some of the modules were donated as gifts. Some of them I had to pay the import tax. So yeah, it's something I go on thinking about profit and loss.
Yeah, because you said they were gifted, but you know, it's kind of gift of horse. It's a complicated story. You know?
Well, I mean, the analogy of a horse also is interesting, because there's this quote by these artists that I quite like, by Clegg and Gutman, and they say, "We believe that good art should be formally alluring enough to be brought in and subversive enough later." Because the question that I had 2 years ago here was why would the companies do this? Why would they participate in this? But I think I captured a kind of a kind of spirit of generosity.
Mm-hmm. What caused it? The spirit, you think?
What causes it? I think that art and creativity has meaning, and it might be something which is...
I was more referring, like, do you think there's a special atmosphere here, or would it happen everywhere?
Super,
you
know? Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a generosity here. Yeah, yeah. It's really it's a scene, right? And when I was younger, I was a skateboarder, and I suppose it kind of reminds me a little bit of that kind of this kind of like scene, like you would in the back in those days, if you saw someone wearing Vans or Vision Streetwear, you knew they were a skateboarder. Of course, that's not the same anymore, but yeah.
Thank you very much for jumping in, because actually there was a little bit of a delay with the person that was supposed to be here, but I'm grateful that we could hear about your project and that we've came to the conclusion having you here 2 years ago, and now there's proof of what you did. You can't see this on the radio, of course, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to see the project...
Do you have a website or something?
Yeah, if they Google my name, Scott, 2 T's, Miles, M-Y-L-E-S, and look up themoderninstitute.com, there's a link to the show, The Solo Show, Head and a Bell. If you're about to interview Tats, I'm a fan of what he's doing too. Yeah, there's a lot of great people here. Thanks for the time. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you. Cheers. Too, Scott Miles.
Danke,
war Scott Miles. Wenn man mehr über sein Projekt wissen will, über die gespendeten Synthesizer und seine Ausstellung Head in the Bell, dann muss man zum Modern Institute von Glasgow gehen. Das ist seine Galerie, und er hat auch eine hier in Berlin.